Gemara says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Shtayim Kilchasim Chulei. Amar Rava, V'chein LeShabbos. Midu Dav Yedofen L'Nyim Sukkah, Yedofen L'Nyim Shabbos. So Rava has this tremendous chiddush that Shtayim Kilchasim Shlishis Afilu Tefach. You have a cooler when it comes to Sukkah that the Shlishis only needs a Tefach. V'chein L'Nyim Shabbos. Then if it's a dofen l'inyan sukkah, then it should be a dofen l'inyan Shabbos as well. Zok Rashi v'chein l'Shabbos. How do we should start l'Shabbos sholosh mechitzas v'yosos v'shus ha'yochid? Shabbos shol sukkah is mutal ismach al mechitzas ha'sukkah. You can rely on the mechitzas of the sukkah, the kula of the halacha l'shmissina of shlishis afilu tefach to tell me that I have sholosh mechitzas and then I can carry. I can sit in my sukkah, carry within the sukkah, it's v'shus ha'yochid. Aye, but it doesn't really have three mechitzas, it's only a shlishis afilu tefach. Migul. Migul davidofen l'inyan sukkah, davidofen l'inyan shabbos. What kind of a strange idea is this? Migul. What is it? This is like Bava Basra, Migul of Dini Mamanus. I mean, all migus are basically the same thing. It's mitoch, migul. It's not migul, migul. It's migul, mitoch, right? The apek yas amech, migul galusa. Right? You didn't think that you were singing about migus on Shabbos, right? Migul galusa, mitoch galus. We're talking about mitoch, since. So, mitoch sometimes means from within, and sometimes it just means since. That's what migul means. Since it works for sukkah, so it can work for Shabbos. It's not an emunas valdin betanosos chusatayna rebuchanan, but that's not. It just means mitoch. Okay. That's Rava's chiddush. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks like this. Mi amina migu. Do we say migu le'inyan sukkah? V'atanya dofen sukkah gedofen Shabbos uvad shlo yehe ben kol chaver shlosh tfochim. V'yiseir Shabbos al sukkah shel Shabbos enen iteres el abal mimri bala poretz. Ma she'en kein besukkah. The halacha is that you don't need a full dofen in sukkah. You can use the concept of lovud. This is the source of the din of lovud in the funas ha-sukkah. As long as you don't have three tfachim ben kana l'chavera, then you can say lovud. Just parenthetically, we pointed out from this gemara, it sounds like you say lovud even in the ikashir of the sukkah against the Vilna Gaon. We're troubled with that. Right, so there were different answers that either it's not talking about the main shear of the sukkah, not within the Zayin Tfachim. It's very difficult because that's not really what the Gemara seems to be saying. Magen Avraham wanted to say no, that we're talking about a situation where you have four defunas. If you have four walls, so then lover can work even in the ikar shear of the sukkah. But either way, it's a chiddush. The Chazon Ish is still the grow is still a chiddush. It's against the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. Pashup Pshat in the Gemara is that you can use lover for all of the defunas of the sukkah. Akoponim, what does the Braisa say? The Dovin Sukkah Gedofen Shabbos, you can use Lovud for Sukkah, and you can use Lovud for the Fonus of Shabbos. But Shabbos is more Chomer. That you need Omei Meruba Laporetz by Shabbos. That you need more wool than Pirtza. But not by Sukkah. Not by Sukkah. What does that mean, not by Sukkah? It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, we'll have to get to it. But Pashup Shad is not like Rashi. Pashup Shad is that he's talking about the Dovin Shlishis. Right? The Poretz Meruba LaOmed in the Dovin Shlishis is Kashin. That all you need is a tefach shochek. You need a tefach shochek, and maybe a tzuras ha-pesach, maybe not. Certainly, if you don't need a tzuras ha-pesach, then you have much more pirtza than omed there. All you have is a tefach shochek in the third ruach. Right, you have two full walls, but then in the third wall, you don't need much. Right, tefach shochek. That's it. So there's a lot more pirtza here. Okay, lovud is not a pirtza, let's say, but if you have a big wall, right? If you have a longer wall, you still only need the zayin tefachim. The zayin tefachim have to be covered. The tefach shochek, the zayin tefachim have to be covered. You don't need the whole wall to be covered. As long as you, and certainly minatara based on the halacha mashmi sinai shlish safilu tefach, even if the parts is much greater. So Shabbos is definitely more chomer than sukkah. So frek davaya like this, my love. Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah asukkah. What does it mean, Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah? That there's a din of Omid Ruba Laporetz by Shabbos, but not by Sukkah. My love, Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah asukkah. That Shabbos of Sukkis is more chomer than Sukkah in general. That Sukkah in general, even Paretz Ruba LaOmed, is good. Right? But Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, as Rashi says, Shabbos on Sukkot, you need Omei Merubah LaParetz. So what does that tell me? It tells me that Shabbos on Sukkot does not have the kulas of Sukkah. Right? Shabbos on Sukkot, you need Omei Merubah LaParetz, so we can't rely on Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Can't rely on Shlishis Afilu Tefach. That's against Rava. Rava said Migul. Migu davidofen linyan sukkah avidofen linyan Shabbos, yeshlish zavilo tefach, on sukkahs that falls out on Shabbos, will work for Shabbos as well. Frek davai, it's against the Braisa. The Braisa says that you need omein rubal aparetz on Shabbos. What Shabbos are we talking about? Stoma Shabbos of sukkahs. So you're telling me sukkah is more chomer than Shabbos of sukkahs. On Shabbos of sukkahs, you need a greater mechitza because Shabbos is more chomer. It's against Rava. Says the Gemara, lo, Yisera Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. We're not talking about that Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah on Sukkah. We're talking about Shabbos de Alma on Shabbos de Sukkah. What's going on over here? Shabbos de Sukkah, Shabbos de Alma, Sukkah de Alma. There are four cases. There's Sukkah de Alma. There's Sukkah de Alma. There's Sukkah de Shabbos. There's Shabbos de Sukkah. And there's what? Shabbos de Alma. There are four cases. There are really only three cases. There are two halachas within the middle case. This means Sukkah shechalios b'Shabbos. Right? Or let's just say the way Rashi says, Shabbos be'emtza hachag. Right? Shabbos be'emtza hachag. Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. There are Shabbos halachas and there are Sukkah halachas, and we have to see how they apply in this Shabbos be'emtza hachag. Right? So, Sukkah de Alma, the halacha is what? That shlish is afilu tefach. Shabbos da Alma, what's the din? Omei merubah laparetz. You need omei merubah laparetz. Which doesn't sound like shlish zavilu tefach. Shlish zavilu tefach, what you have is a tefach over there. I know we need a tzurah pesach also. Let's just go with the basic halach. That's how Rashi seems to be explained. The Rovas ol chidish of migu is assuming like the basic halach of Moshmissina, but all you need is a tefach. So that's definitely very different. These are very different halachas. Right, so Rava had said that Sukkah de Shabbos, right? Migu Davidofen linyan Sukkah shlishes afilu tefach Sukkah de Shabbos. Right, so then even Rava was saying that the kula of Sukkah de Alma can apply to Sukkah de Shabbos. That on Sukkah de Shabbos shlishes afilu tefach. Even to be metaltel in the sukkah, right? I don't need a big third mechitza. Rishu Sayochid requires two mechitzas. Yeah, but the halacha Moshmissina of sukkah tells me shlishes afilu tefach, and that halacha Moshmissina can be used even for Hilchos Shabbos. So Frek Dabaye, no, but the Braisa says that you say Rishabbos al sukkah that omei meruba laparetz. What does that mean? L'chora, what that means, this is Rav. L'chora, what that means, says Abaye, is that since Shabbos the Sukkah, since Shabbos the Alma, you need Omei Merubah Laparetz. Let's just abbreviate Omei Merubah Laparetz. So Sukkah the Shabbos should require the same Omei Merubah Laparetz. Shlish Sefilu Tefach should not be Mutter on Sukkah the Shabbos. That's how Rava wants to learn. Isn't that what the Brice is saying? Right? Isn't that what the Brice is saying? That Omei Merubah Laparetz, even on Shabbos de Sukkah, right? What's the lashon of the Gemara? My love, Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah, Asukkah, that Shabbos de Sukkah, even Shabbos de Sukkah, the din is that you need Omei Merubah Laparetz. So Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah, on Sukkah de Alma. Sukkah de Alma needs Shlish Zafi, is enough Shlish Zafi, Lutafach, Shabbos de Sukkah, Omei Merubah Laparetz. Isn't that what the Brice is saying? So it sounds like we don't apply Shlishes Afilu Tefach to the Shabbos Ve'emtzachar. But rather we apply the Din Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, no. Yisera Shabbos the Alma. Right? Rava says Yisera Shabbos the Alma. A Shabbos the Sukkah. By Shabbos the Alma, you take a need, Omei Merubah Laparetz. But by Shabbos the Sukkah, no, the Din is Shlishes Afilu Tefach. We're not going from Shabbos, we're going from Sukkah there. We're taking the kula of Sukkah, we're not taking the chumrah of Shabbos. Okay, that's the machlokas of Ayah. What's this lashon of the Braisa? The Braisa says Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah. What Shabbos on what Sukkah? Abaya thought it meant that Yisera Shabbos the Sukkah al Sukkah da Alma. Says Rava, no. Yisera Shabbos the Alma al Shabbos the Sukkah. Shabbos the Sukkah taka as the kula of Shlish Zavilu Tefach, because we say Migu. Shabbos the Alma is more chamor. Okay, so far so good. Machlokas Abaya and Rava, do we say Migu or not? Yes.
So, what we know from the Braisa is one of the things that's more chamor than Sukkah is Shabbos. It's just a question of which.
Shabbos is definitely more chamor than the din of Sukkah. The question is, what's the din of Shabbos to Sukkah? What's the din of Shabbos Shechalios Bemtza Achag? Right? Whatever. Sukkah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Okay? Ihochi frekt Abaye, listening nami Yisera Sukkah Da'alma Sukkah Du Shabbos. Abaye says, if you're going to tell me Migu, you're going to use this principle of Migu, so why do it one way? Let's do it the other way. Migu applies kulis. Kulis of Sukkah to Shabbos. Let's apply kulis of Shabbos to Sukkah too. Listen, Nami Yisera Sukkah da Alma, Sukkah to Shabbos. The ilu Sukkah da Alma baya tefach shochek. The ilu Sukkah to Shabbos lo baya tefach shochek. V'sagi delechi. Sukkah da Alma requires a tefach shochek. In which case? Sukkah asuya kemavui. If you have a Sukkah asuya kemavui, you have two defunas opposite each other. So we paskin, it's machlokas amaroim, right? Whether you need pas dalid or tefach shochek, but you need at least the tefach shochek, but it could be that that's sufficient. So tefach shochek, you need at least a tefach shochek. Maybe even more, but at least a tefach shochek. That's tefach umashu. But on Shabbos, what's the din of a mavi? A mavi mafulish? Alechi is enough. Alechi mashu is enough. So that's a big kula by Shabbos. Kula of Shabbos more than Sukkah. You thought Sukkah was always more kal than Shabbos. No, not always. By Sukkah Asuya Kamavi, it turns out that Shabbos is more kal, because Alechi Mashu is enough. So, Frekta Abaye, why do you say Migu only one way and not the other way? The Braisa should say that Yisera Sukkah da Alma, Sukkah da Shabbos. Sukkah da Alma, where we don't have the din of Migu, keep in mind, Migu can only be said in this middle case, where we have this combination of Sukkah and Shabbos together. But Sukkah by itself, Shabbos by itself, they have their own halachas. They have their own halachas. There are coolness in Sukkah da Alma. Just don't apply Shabbos da Alma. Shabbos da Alma is its own world. It's not related to Sukkah. There are coolness and chumas of Shabbos that don't apply to Sukkah because there's no hybrid. It's only where they have the combination where Sukkah falls out on Shabbos. And then we can talk. Is there a migu? Should we apply cool of one to the other? Right? It's only a shail in the middle. So frekta bai, if you're going to learn migu one way from Sukkah to Shabbos, let's learn migu the other way, lakula from Shabbos to Sukkah. Kula from Shabbos to Sukkah, how can that be? Yeah, lechi. Lechi mashahu is mater amavi mafulish. By Shabbos, if you have two defunas zemul zeh, you have a lechi mashu, that's enough. Da'atu da'amr, tzikach agabe mavi, sheyesh lo lechi, kasha. You, Rava, you claim that tzikach agabe mavi, sheyesh lo lechi, is kasha. Kasha. Right? Tzikach agabe mavi, sheyesh lo lechi, in Shabbos to Sukkah. Right, Sukkah the Shabbos, Rava hold it, that's kosher. We'll get to that Gemara. We actually had it because we discussed the Tosis and Zayin Amid Beis. They're related to that. That's Rava Shita. So Frekta Abaye, you hold that we apply a kula of Shabbos to Sukkah. So why doesn't it say that in the Braisa too? Right, it should say that case in the Braisa too. The kula from Shabbos to Sukkah. So to that, Rava answers, Hahu lo it's trichale. That we don't have to mention because Hashta mekilta lechamirta amina mechamirta lekilta lo kol shekein. Shabbos is always more chamer than Sukkah. Come on, Shabbos is in a seskila, and it's much more chamer than Sukkah. So if we'll apply a kula of Sukkah to Shabbos, we'll be more mekel on Shabbos because of Sukkah. Shlish zavilu tefach, and I will say it's a rishus hayocha even without three full mechitzas on Shabbos. It's a tremendous kula. And yet we're going to apply that kula from a davar kal to a davar chamer, from Sukkah to Shabbos. Shabbos is such a davar chamer. Why should we apply a kula of a davar kal to a davar chamer? That's mikul. So if we're going to say migu mikilsa lechamirta, then certainly mechamirsa lekilta, we should say migu. If you find a kula in Shabbos, which normally is more chamar, avada we're going to say migu to apply the kula of Shabbos to Sukkah. If you can apply a kula from a kilsa to a chamirta, from Sukkah to Shabbos, then kolshken, you should apply a kula of Shabbos, which normally is a davar chamar, to Sukkah. Okay? This is the back and forth in the Gemara. So Rava learns this din of migu, and migu davidofen lin in Sukkah, davidofen lin in Shabbos. Abaye seems to disagree. He doesn't want to learn it based on the Braisa. Hey, Rav is doch, Abaye is kasha. Abaye asks him, so let's say migu the other way. Rav says, inachanami, I do say migu. I say migu both ways. Why doesn't the Braisa mention it? It's a kolshkin, it's obvious, I don't have to mention it. Okay, that's the Gemara. So Rava learns this idea of migul. Migul davidofen linyan Shabbos havidofen. Migul davidofen linyan sukkah havidofen linyan Shabbos. Okay? It's a kula. And the other way, migul davidofen linyan Shabbos, like by Lechi, havidofen linyan sukkah. Okay, questions just in the Gemara. Once you get the Gemara, then the Rishonim flow and, you know, fill into place very beautifully. But if you don't get the details, then there's nothing to talk about. We can't get started. Yes?
I'll get that last line that wraps up the
Kol Shekein. Rava says that if you can apply a kula of sukkah to Shabbos, you're going to be makel in Shabbos. Shabbos is an issa skila. It's a dover chomer. So if we can apply the kula of shlish safi l'tefach to sukkah to Shabbos, and say that on sukkah shechalios b'shabes, you can carry in the sukkah even though you don't have three full mechitzas. You only have two mechitzas plus a shlish afilu tefach. So Kol Shekein, if you find a kula by Shabbos, you should be able to apply that to sukkah, right? If you find a kula by Shabbos, mavoi mefulash nitar b'lechi. So that kula can apply to Shabbos to sukkah. Right? You can apply that to Shabbos to sukkah. So you'll be able to carry in that sukkah with a lechi. Even though we hold that on sukkah da alma, right? On sukkah da alma, what do you need for mavim mefulish? Tazdalet or tefach shochek, right? Mavim sukkah. Sukkah asuya kemavui. Nitar b'tevach shochek o b'pas dalet. This is b'lechi mashu. Okay? A kula of Shabbos. Says Rava, that should apply. Right? It's a kula of Shabbos, even though Shabbos normally is a tevach chomer, it's a kol shekein that should apply to sukkah. Yes?
I was just curious when Rashi discusses this. Lechi lav dafka.
What does that mean? Lechi
lav dafka in the sense of korah as well?
No, he's talking about lechi because we're comparing to sukkah. Sukkah needs something else. Lechi mashu. Tefach shochek. Pastalot.
No, I'm saying for sure. Then the Ran says lechi bekorah. I'm saying, is he saying if we say lechi is okay, then you can also say kabbal. Then kol shekein the korah is okay because it's closer to, let's say, Shoras HaPesach or something like that? Or is he saying bedafka only lechi?
No, he's saying lechi bekorah. We're just saying lechi. But the din of kara will be the same. If it's mutter for Shabbos, it should be mutter for sukkah too.
No, for sure. But I'm saying, is he saying?
The reason why he's saying lechi is because lechi mishum mechitza.
I understood, like lechi is okay, for sure the kara will be okay because the kara is closer to the mechitza.
The question is how the kara is situated. If the kara is between the two walls, then it might not be a tzuras haPesach.
It's a horizontal across, no?
I know, but the problem is the Tzuras HaPesach normally the Kon Al Gabeim has to be on top of the other Kon, so it's not so clear with the Korah that it will be. Maybe it might be a little different. Let's just work with Lechi. Okay, so now let's understand the story. Migu. Rava. Migu davidofen linyan sukkah davidofen linyan shabbos. It just sounds lumpish, right? So the question is, how in the world does that work? What kind of a strange halacha is this? Sukkah is sukkah. Shabbos is Shabbos. Just because something works for sukkah, what does that do with Shabbos? There's a halacha l'mosh misina that shlish is afilu tefach. Okay, shkoyach. That's a din in sukkah. But on Shabbos, there are no halachas. I need a rishus hayochid, and a rishus hayochid arayis, the lechora requires three mechitzas. So how can you just borrow a principle from sukkah to Shabbos? What kind of a strange halacha is this? Migu? What, we use a fancy word, so therefore it just breaks the rules and we can do anything we want? How does that work? How can you apply a migu over here? What's more, you want to say migu? What, since we say a halacha over here, we should say the same halacha in the other place, right? So why should we say migu lakula? What, you're just a makel in general? Well, what's this idea? What, we apply migu lakula? Let's say migu lachomer. Say it in the other direction, right? If on Shabbos omid merubal haparetz is necessary, and shlish afilu tefach is not enough, so maybe we should be machmir on Shabbos b'emtza achag that shlish afilu tefach should not work by sukkah. A chumra, not say migul lakul. Let's say migul lachumra. Why should it go one way, not the other way? Maybe we should say that on Shabbos shechalios b'sukkah, amavim afulish is not nita b'lechi. Right, since it normally doesn't work by sukkah, so maybe taka on Shabbos shechalios b'sukkah, you shouldn't be able to carry in the sukkah if it's two defanos opposite each other and there's a lechi mashu? Because we should apply it lechumra from Sukkah to Shabbos. Why do it the other way, that the migu is lechula and not lechumra? That's the kasha of the Ran. Right, the Ran has two major pieces here. So we tried to streamline a little bit in the Ran. But the Emma says you really have to read the second piece first. Right? The second piece is saying a lot, and then you have to refer back to the first piece to understand what he's talking about. That's why the Ran wrote the first piece first, but it's just easier to see it like this. What does the Ran say? If you have a Gemara, maybe turn to Gimel Amin Aleph and Daf Yerid. In the middle of the Ramaschal V'Omar, the Ran says, Umak Shuhach. Umak Shuhach, Amaya Min Amigu Kai Gavna Lekula, Neima Ipcha Lechumra. The Bekamaisa, the Rava, Neima Amigu, the Lo Havi Dofen Linyu Shabbos, Lo Havi Dofen Linyu Sukkah. In the Kamaisa regarding Shlish Zavilu Tefach, let's say since it doesn't work by Shabbos, it shouldn't work by Sukkah. Ube Basraisa the Rava, name a migud lavi dofen le Sukkah, lavi dofen le Shabbos. And in the Basraisa about Lechi, Mavi Mafulash with a Lechi, say since it doesn't work by Sukkah, it shouldn't work by Shabbos either. Shabbos Besocha Sukkah. Why say migud le Kula? Let's say migud le Chumra. Bamis, what the Ran really is asking is, how does migud work? Why say migud bechlal? Zach? Oh, I'm sorry. Elliot?
How would that be
No, if we say l'chumra, that means that if we hold that a sukkah asuya kemavi requires tefach shochik of pas dalid, then on Shabbos Shabbos sukkah you'll also need tefach shochik of pas dalid, and lechi won't be enough. Maybe you wouldn't say migul like that. Maybe you would say migul l'chumra in both ways. He's just saying, we'll say migul l'chumra and you won't be able to carry there. You won't be able to carry there. It's hard to believe we'd say migul l'kula that you're not chayef. Not chayef if you're zorek l'socha. He's just saying l'chumra that you won't be able to carry there. To asa the tiltul, no? Isn't that what he's saying? Name a migud lo havidofen l'sukkah, lo havidofen l'Shabbos. You think it means lo havidofen b'chlal? What, even that even the kula? He's focusing on the chumra. You're saying it comes out. What? If it's not a dofen linyan sukkah, so then it'll come out the kula that if you're zorek from a shisa rabbin into that area, you're potter. It's hard to believe that you would say such a migud. Right? He's not suggesting that. He's just saying maybe we should say migul l'chumra. In general, why do we say migul l'kula? Let's say a migul l'chumra. That's his kasha. Yes.
You have to emphasize one over the other, because then we would say the kula of shisa v'yilu tefach by sukkah by Shabbos to sukkah would be a chumra if you threw inside that sukkah.
Right. It's the same
idea. There's always going to be a chumra and a kula in both directions. Right. One's going to have to be more ikker, and that's presumably the way you go.
Right. So Rava was saying migul l'kula. So frak the Ran, why say migul l'kula? What kind of a strange notion is that? Let's say migul l'chumra. So says the Ran like this. The dochku bekushe zu lomar de lo sharina migu ela yisura de rabbanan ulu ukme adina de reis. There are some who are dochek that, what's the idea of migu? Why do we say lakula? Because there's a din de reis over there. So even though mid rabbanan there might be an iser, what migu does is it doesn't just say you can be megil. It's that we can leave it on the din de reis. If the din de reis is that it should be lakula, then we're allowed to leave it on the din de reis. It's not that migu is a hocus pocus. Migu is saying, leave it on the din d'oraisa. And that's how you create the kula. That if shlish afilu tefach is a din d'oraisa, right? Shlish afilu tefach is a din d'oraisa. So leave it on that din d'oraisa. Even though be'emes, what? This still should be an iser tiltel. Why is there an iser tiltel? If I have three mechitzas, and as the Ran explains earlier, it's not just shlish zavilu tefach, but you have the tefach plus the tzuras ha-pesach, so you have three full mechitzas. Tzuras ha-pesach certainly works for Shabbos. If I have three mechitzas, what's the problem? The answer is, since it's parot, it's beruach revias, midrabanan, you can't be metaltal there. So I need a migu to be matah that is a tiltal derabanan. Zok the Ran, there are those who want to suggest, you know how migu works? Migu just basically tells me that the chachamim didn't put the Chumrah Derabbanan in place in this case. That's all. The Chacham have a Chumrah Derabbanan that if it's parrots in the fourth wall and in the fourth ruach, then you can't carry there, even though Minat Torah you can carry because you have three mechitzos. That Chumrah Derabbanan doesn't apply. So leave it on the Din Daraisa. But you can't say it in the... You can't say Migul Chumrah. What do you mean Migul Chumrah? Migul Kula means leave it on the Din Daraisa. That's Lakula. We'll ignore the Chumrah Derabbanan. But you can't say Migul Chumrah because what's the mechanism? That's the Yesh Shadach Gulam. Some say that the whole idea of Migul is to do away with Chumrah Derabbanan when it comes to Shabbos to Sukkah. That we don't have to be machmir, not to be metaltal in this area, even though midrabana normally you shouldn't be able to, because you have three mechitzas, but the fourth ruach is parutz, and in the fourth ruach you need a lechi or a karat to be matir. So comes the din of migu and says, no, leave it on the din daraisa. But the Ran doesn't like that. Who says that? Who gives that answer? That's the Ritva. The Ritva gives such an answer. The Ran rejects it, but the Ritva gives it. Let's see the Ritva inside. Let's follow through with that answer to the end, and then we'll get back and do the Ran's answer. What does the Ritva say? He has a number of perushim over here, but he says miu ikar haperush is like this: the avagav de ba'alma osel etaltel el b'sholos mechitzos gemuros v'lechi akar b'ruach revius. We know there's an issa to be metaltel if you don't have three mechitzos and you don't have a lechi akar in the fourth ruach. That's an issa derabanan. Hacha gabi sukkah metalteli b'shava shelo v'chol asukkah. There's a kula on Shabbos the sukkah. This idea that you need a lechi or korah in the fourth ruach. You have three full mechitzas, but you still need a lechi or korah in the fourth ruach. Minat Torah, this is a rishus hayachid. Midrabanan, I need something else. I need lechi or korah. Midrabanan. Beruach dalit. Chumidrabanan. The Chiddush of Migu says that we can do away with that. This kind of situation where you have a Shabbos Tzuka, we can do away with the Chumrah. Hachu k'mua adin daraisa. The Migu do dofen linin Tzuka, avi dofen linin Shabbos. It's the Ritva's pshat. The pshat that the Ran rejects is the Ritva. Why say Migu l'kula, say Migu l'chumrah? Do you want to ask right here? Or?
Yeah, I just have a question. I don't understand. This sounds like a Migu. Aren't we saying that, some wall... Since it's going to be a wall for Sukkot, it's going to be a wall for Shabbos. The Ritva is just saying that we're doing away with the din derabanan. Like, how is that what Migo, Javi, Dofan, Linian, Sukkot, Dofan, Linian, Shabbos means?
It's a very good point. Thing. You see, there's a sideshow that's going on in these Rishonim that we didn't focus on, and that is, where is Rava talking? What case is he talking about? I keep on explaining Rava to be talking about Shlishas Avilu Tefah without anything else. A lot of the Rishonim explain that no, he's talking about Ledidan, that we paskin that you need a tefach with the Tzuras HaPesach. So he's saying, even though there still is an Issa Derabbanan after that, do you follow what I'm saying? If you hold like the Lishna Basra of Rava, that you need a tefach in the Ruach Shlishis plus a Tzuras HaPesach, so then your whole Ruach Shlishis is covered. You have a full mechitza there. It's three mechitzas gemuras. So what's your migu?
Right,
your migu is to be matir. Your migu is to be matir. There is a total derabanan because you don't have a tikkun in the fourth ruach.
It's really like the fourth.
That's how the Ritva
is. The wall is not there. The
right. That's
wall.
How the Ritva is saying.
Like,
it's almost like.
Wall, it's not even a, okay.
Right. And
it's like very lavdafa wall. It's like you don't even need. It's not that no wall for the fourth wall is a wall. Like you don't even need a fourth wall. So it's like very lavdafa.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that the Ritva is talking about Shlishas Afilu Tefach, and he holds that somehow Shlishas Afilu Tefach tells me that there is a dofen in the whole wall, right? But there's still a problem of an Issa Tiltul Derabbanan, right? The Shlishas Afilu Tefach tells me that there is a wall there, there is a dofen there, but there's still a problem of Shlishas Afilu Tefach of Issa Tiltul Derabbanan because you're lacking the fourth wall. So to that, Migu comes and says that that's permissible. Okay, could I just finish the comment of the Ritva? So after the Ritva says that the purpose of the Migu is to be matter this a tilta, so then he asks the kasha of the Ran. He says, "I the hikshu betosvus ader avanema ipcha migu lachumra the sukkah zub b'shabes psula the migu lavi dofen lini shabes lavi lahavi lini sukkah psula midrabanan." So even if you'll tell me
that migul can be matar nisa tilta de rabbanon. It's nice, but why say migul in that direction? Why say migul l'kula? Let's say migul l'chumra. That's the kasha of Tosis. That's the kasha of the Ran. So how do you answer that kasha? The Ran just started by saying there are those who claim that this is all just to be matar nisa tilta de rabbanon. But I don't think that's right, says the Ran. But the Ritva does say that. So, but he still has to answer the kasha of the Ran. Why do you say migul l'kula not l'chumra? So to that, we'll skip to the next Dibra Maskel. There's a lot here, but it's very complicated. So we're just going to skip to the jugular. With the kasha loch, name amigu, ipcha l'chumra, right? The Ritva had a whole back and forth till he finally got around to answering his kasha. Holas, we can't say amigu l'chumra. Why? The ukme milsad al din Torah l'gabe Shabbos u'lahakshir sukkah adif tfei. Better to say migul l'kula as opposed to migul l'chumra, says the Ritva. You ask me, why should we say migul l'kula? Let's say migul l'chumra. Nah, come on. Better to say migul l'kula. Why? We see already that the Torah was machshir a shlishas afilu tefach. It's mekel by sukkah. Came in the islan migu. Once you're going to say migu bichlal, dainina leila hokel besukkah lahamid shabbos al din Torah. Once you're going to say migu, since we see that the Torah is mekel on sukkahs, that shlishas afilu tefach, it makes sense that we should say migu l'kula, not migu l'chumra. And how am I going to say migu? I'm going to leave it on the Din Torah. I'll leave it on the Din Torah that I have Sholosh Mechitzas Daraisa over here. And if I have Sholosh Mechitzas Daraisa, then I should be able to carry, I can ignore the Issa Tiltol Darabba. That's what Migu is accomplishing according to the Ritva. He's assuming that your mamash have the Mechitzas. You have your Shlishas Afilu Tefach. You have your Tzuras HaPesach, let's say. But there still is an Issa Tiltol Darabba. So how does that work? So migu davidofen linyan Shabbos, migu davidofen linyan Sukkah, davidofen linyan Shabbos means that since the Torah is mekel, that you don't need such a powerful wall in the dofen shlishis. So it makes sense that on Shabbos we shouldn't care about an iser tiltol derabbanan. That's how the Ritva is understanding. Since the Torah was mekel, the halacha moshe sinai is that you don't need such a strong wall in the ruach shlishis. You need a wall. You need tefach. You need tefach shochek, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, you need a wall, but it's not like the dolphin of the other two wall, of the other two ruchos. There, you need mamash a wall. Tzuras ha-pesach is not enough. Tefach shochek with the love of it is not enough. So you see, we're going to be mekel a little bit when it comes to sukkah, that the walls don't have to be so strong, that the third wall, I should say, doesn't have to be as strong. So once you see that we're mekel in sukkah, it makes sense that we should be mekel as well, that there's no issa tiltol derabbanan. On Shabbos Shechal Be'emtza Achag. Right? That's the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara. Zach.
Maybe I'm just not understanding properly. Our whole case is based on this idea that crossing over to Shabbos, Shabbos has four walls, that's the lovely. But, I mean, wasn't the whole point of a lechi just as a knicker, nothing to do with the pizza? So why are we getting this whole four wall thing?
If you want to eat in your sukkah and you want to carry from Rosh Hashanah into your sukkah and it's Shabbos, so shouldn't you need some kind of a hecker in the fourth wall? You need a lechi okara, just like on a regular Shabbos.
What about mechitzas?
I'm talking about carrying.
Okay.
So.
Let's say, but the Rashi says in the fourth mechitza, and then we say we're coming back to buy sukkah that we have.
Take it slow. Right. Actually, you need a lechi okara in the ruach revius, okay. And yet Rava holds that you don't need that. Migu davidofen linyan sukkah, davidofen linyan Shabbos. If the third. If when it comes to sukkahs, you only need three walls, so then on sukkah shechalias b'shabbos, you only need three walls. But there's no lechi kara in the fourth ruach. Comes the Ritva and says, no, that's what migul is about. Migul means that we're mekel when it comes to the funnest of sukkah. We're mekel that the dofen shlishes doesn't have to be as strong, so we can be mekel for the issa tilto of the rabbanon as well. That's what migul means according to the Ritva. We're mekel to assume that the iser tilta de rabbanan that applies in a Shabbos de alma will not apply in a Shabbos de sukkah. Okay, yeah.
But according to Ritva, midar reisa, there would be no iser tilta. Meaning, even if let's say you had shnab kochas shisafil tapa.
Yes, there's no iser deraisa.
So then, how does that fit with the logic of Gemara? Because Gemara is saying it's a migu that if it's a dofen for sukkah, then it's a dofen for Shabbos. But it already is a dofen for Shabbos. It's to de rabbanan. We're talking about deraisa here because.
Right.
Right. So then what's the migu?
So you're right, the lashon of the Gemara is very strange. It's not migu davi dofen. We're not turning the dofen shlishes into a dofen for Shabbos. It is already.
Right.
What we're saying is migu davi dofen linyan sukkah
That's according to the Ritva. What it really means is, once the defanos can work for a sukkah, all you need is three walls. Once the defanos work for a sukkah, and we find that the Torah is megil for the dofen shlishis, those two points have to come together. Once three defanos is enough for a sukkah, and we find that the Torah is megil in the third dofen, so then we can be megil not to worry about the issek total drabon, even though you don't have a tikkun in the ruach of these. That's the pshat according to the Ritva. Migu David dofen linyan sukkah means once your defanos are good enough for sukkah, and havidofen linyan sukkah, the dofen shlishis is not a real dofen, the Torah is megil for that, then you can be megil not to worry about the issek total drabonon, even though you don't have a tikkun in the ruach of these. That's how the Ritva understood the Gemara. He understood the concept of Migu. Questions? Yes.
Why do you need that second part of and you're
because without that second part, let's say migul chumra, let's not say migul kula. Why say migul kula over here?
Once you have three walls
for a sukkah, right. And if it's not, I still have an issa tilto, why should I be making? Why should I just throw away the issa tilto? The answer is I have three walls for sukkah. Minat Torah, that's a rishus hayachid. Midrabbanan, there still is an issa tilto. So since not only do I have the three walls, but I'm makel in the third wall, shliz lefilu tefach, so that kula shows me that I should be makel regarding the issa tilto derabanan as well, and to leave it on the din daraisa that was shalosh mechitzas, it's muta to be metalto. Okay, this is the Ritva. Comes the Ran and says, I don't think that's the pshat. I don't think that Migu is only addressing an issa derabanan. Why not? He says, I don't think so. Ein zeklum, says the Ratchik, for hochachti b'chidushai da filu mayda asu midaraisa sharina misham migu. I already pointed out, I proved to you in my chidushim that even what's asu in a Torah can be permitted through migu. Yeah, where did the Ran tell us that? Where in his chidushim? In the previous Dibur Maschum. That's what the Ran is going on in the previous Dibur Maschum. Ran gives us the din of Rava, of migu davidofen linyan, sukkah davidofen linyan Shabbos, and he asks, on the final wide line in my versions, I don't know where it is in yours, but he says v'chi tema. You have it there, it's like three lines in to the Ramasla Garcina Begimara. V'chi tema v'kevan de asikna de dofen shlishis tefach v'pochos mishlosha v'tzuras pesach nami mahani. Once we say that dofen shlishis tefach v'pochos mishlosha with the tzuras pesach is good. You have your tefach, you have your tzuras pesach. It's a full wall, right? So once we say that you need that for the third wall, and that's good enough, amai itzrich migul le'inyan isur daraisa. Why any migul for an isur daraisa? Well, migul is going to be matur an isur daraisa. There is no isur daraisa. Hadofen ma'aliyah hinami linyan Shabbos. Yoni's kasha, right? The Ran is Yoni's kasha. You have a dofen ma'aliyah. So how is migul helping for an isur daraisa? And the Ran is assuming that Avada Migu is helping for an Issa Daraisa. Well, it's only helping for a Drabonan. That's a big Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That's so Poshut. Ran seems to be assuming that's a Dover Poshut that we would say Migu for the Issa Drabonan. But he seems to think that Migu should work for an Issa Daraisa as well. But where's the Issa Daraisa? Where's the Issa Daraisa? You got three Mechitzas. There's no Issa Daraisa to speak of. V'lekaman de'omar de'lo sagilin in Shabbos begimel Mechitzos midaraisa. No one says that three mechitzas is not enough to create a rishus hayachid daraisa. Everyone holds that, right? Not really, but Rov Rishonim hold like that. There is one shita that holds that you need dalet mechitzas daraisa. Who's that? You get that? The Rambam. Right? There are those who hold that you need dalet mechitzas, but that's not the simple pshat, right? The Ram takes the position of Rov Rishonim, vekil mechitzas daraisa. He says, so what's migu? How is Migu being Matir and Issa Daraisa? Lav Kushi, he says the Ram. I'll give you a case where it's Matir and Issa Daraisa. Deika Gavni Tuva, the Sukkah, the Sagi B'Sukkah, V'lo Sagi B'Shabbos, Afilu L'Daraisa. There are situations where for the Din Daraisa, it's good enough for the Sukkah, but not for Shabbos. How so? Two cases. Yom Paritz Meru Bala Omeid, the Shari B'Sukkah, V'lo Sagi B'Shabbos. Let's say you have Paritz Meru Bala Omeid, you have Azaz Sukkah where, yes, you have with the Tzuras HaPesach, it goes up to Zion Tfachim, let's say, and then there are big pirtzes after that. Right? You have your two machitzas, you have a tefach shochet, you have a tzuras ha-pesach. But then, I don't know, you have a pirtza. You have a pirtza, you have a little bit of omeid, a bigger pirtza, a little bit of omeid at the end. Right? Your third ruach will still be kosher, even if your pirtzas are greater than the omeid, in sukkah, but not by Shabbos. So if you have this third wall, but paritz is merubah la'omeid, then on Shabbos it's not gonna be a rishus hayachid. Your pirtzas are greater than the omeid there, even though you have your tefach, you have your tzuras ha-pesach, it's not enough. So that's a case where I need migu to say that even for a daraisa, once I have a dofen shlishis linyan sukkah, then that's enough for Shabbos. Without the din of sukkah, I never say there's enough for Shabbos. What? So I have a wall, I have a tzuras ha-pesach over here, I have a dofen over here, dofen of 1.1, I have a tzuras ha-pesach of, let's say, 3, and then I have, let's say, a pirtza of 5, a dofen of 1, a pirtza of 3, a dofen of 1. The pirtza is 8, the omed is less than 8. Let's say the pirtza is better, so you'll say the lovud. Lovud makes it more. Let's say you have a pirtza of 6, an omed of 1, a pirtza of 5, right, an omed of 1. Parts is greater than the omed. For Shabbos, that wouldn't be good enough. So I need the din that once I have the third wall, then that's enough. Third wall for sukkah is enough for Shabbos. Ukagon shadofen mizrochis aruka harbe shehim uteres besukkah keneged kol arka shepsal yotz min asukkah nidon kesukkah b'shabbos enim uteres ela keneged akotzen. One case that I need the din of migul for daraisas is where if you have parts ruba la'omeid for Shabbos, it doesn't work, for sukkah it does work. Right? The other case is, let's say, you have your dofen, you have a tzuras ha-pesach, but you want to be able to sit here. For that, you need the din of psalios min ha-sukkah. That's a din in sukkah, but it's not in Shabbos. That's paritz, not only in the fourth ruach, it's paritz on the third ruach as well. Here, I have some kind of omei, but it's paritz rubah la-omei, right? Parts move on, but there is some kind of a wall there. Here, I don't even have a wall on this side. That definitely is not called a Rishus HaYochid Daraisa. It says the Ran, Migu is going to work in such a case. Migu is Matir, even in Issa Tiltal Daraisa. Okay, the Ran works very hard to figure out how Migu is going to be Matir even in Issa Daraisa, because he can't fathom that you need Migu to be Matir in Issa Tiltal Daraisa. Of course it'll be Matir, even as Matir in Issa Tiltal Daraisa. So he constructs cases where you don't have gimel mechitzas daraisa, either parts meruba la omeid, or the dofen on the right side is longer, and I have to be matir on sukkah only midim psaliyotz min asukkah. But for Shabbos, psaliyotz min asukkah doesn't work. You can't sit in that area. You don't have 3 mechitzas in the extra area. Right. So the din of psaliyotz min asukkah is and the case of parts meruba la omeid on two situations where you have an issa tiltal daraisa, you don't have gimel mechitzas daraisa. So migu is coming to be matir that issa tiltal daraisa. So Dr. Ran, by us, says, I proved to you that migu is matir even an issa tiltal daraisa. You thought that, no, if you have a tefach and a tzuras ha-pesach, there's no issa daraisa over here, you have gimel mechitzas. Who says? It parts meruba la'omid in that ruach, you have an issa tiltal daraisa. If that ruach ends at the Zayin Tfachim and the other wall is longer, you need the din of psaliyotz min asukkah nidon kesukkah to be able to sit there on sukkahs. But that doesn't work to give you gimel mechitzas for Shabbos. So I can construct a case where there is an issa daraisa and I need migu to be matir that issa daraisa. So don't tell me the whole concept of migu is that we just overlook an issa tiltal darabana. That can't be. It's just not true. Migu is necessary for an issa daraisa, to be matter this a total daraisa. So I asked the Ran, why? Why should I say migu l'kula and not migu l'chumra? If you tell me that the purpose of the migu is just to be matter this a total darabanan, so then I get it. There's no chiddush migu anyway. There's no reason to say migu only in that case, but okay. Then I hear that you'll say it lakula. You'll say it lakula because we see already that the Torah is mekel and shlish zafi l'tefach, so you can be mekel more to be matter the isa tilta d'rabbani. But says the Ran, I proved to you that migu works even to be matter in isa tilta d'raisa. So how does that work? How does that function? Right? What's the mechanism to make that work? That's the Ran's kasha. Yaakov.
What about the classic lower case of just, like the Gemara even says, you need less omid by sukkah. Like, would that also constitute one of these cases?
No, so we're assuming that lovud is kisasim dami. That's called omid. Because if you recall, the Braisa says that you can use lovud,
right.
So if it's parts mubala omid, then there would be a problem. But lovud does work by Shabbos. So obviously lovud is kisasim dami. Meaning?
By Shabbos, do you need a 50-50?
Yeah, but just one second. If I have, let's say, a wall that's composed of kanin, let's say there's two here. There's two between each one of these kanin. Kanin ma kanin mashu. See, the parutz is much greater than the omid. The omid is mashu plus mashu plus mashu plus mashu, nothing. But yet, your parutz is so great. The answer is that's not a problem. As long as you have less than three tefachim, we treat that as lavud, that's kisasum dami. It's kisasum. It's all ka'omid. If you were to have, let's say, three between each, that taka would be a problem. But I have omeid. No, but the parts is ruba of omeid then. There's more parts than omeid. Because my omeid is only here. This is omeid. This is parts. So your parts is greater than omeid. That's a problem. But if you have lava, it's all viewed as omeid. And that's going to work.
Shabbos?
Yeah, of course.
So what's the chiluk in the Gemara? When the Gemara says that bin kon l'chavira shol shefachim...
Dolphin sukkah, kedolphin Shabbos, they both work with lavud. The chilek between sukkah and Shabbos is that if parutz meruba la'omeid,
that wouldn't work by sukkah either, that case.
Of course. The chilek between Shabbos and sukkah is not the case of lavud. The chilek between Shabbos and sukkah is if parutz meruba la'omeid in the ruach shlishis. Right? If you had parutz... Right? Parutz meruba la'omeid in the ruach shlishis, in Shabbos, avada, that doesn't work. In sukkah, that would work. Right, as long as you have your shlish zafilu tefach with a tzuras ha-pesach, even if you have great appearances, that's okay. That's not a problem when it comes to sukkah. Okay. Okay. Are we on the same page over here? Okay. Let's back up. Let's try to make this a little bit simpler. Okay, we have the details. Let's try to streamline just to get these sodos. Okay. You have this principle of Rava, the Migu Davidofen Linyan Sukkah Avidofen Linyan Shabbos. What is that principle telling you? Okay? If I have a Shlish Safilu Tefach, I have a Shlish Safilu Tefach in a Sukkah, then on Shabbos I'm allowed to carry them. Frek the Ran, why should I say Migu Lekula? Let's say Migu Lechum. Let's say it in the other direction. Let's say that if on Shabbos it doesn't work, then on Sukkah of Shabbos it shouldn't work either. That's his Kash. Okay? That's the Kash of the Ran. So one answer, the Ritva says that Migu is Matir, Rak, and Issa Tiltil Durabon. How does it do that? Because the Chachamim take away their Chumrah, and they say, leave it on the Din D'Oraisa. We're talking about in a situation where you have the Shlish Zafilu Tefach plus the Tzuras HaPesach, you have Gilmul Mechitzus D'Oraisa. Gil Mechitzus D'Oraisa is a Rishus HaYochid D'Oraisa. Min HaTorah, it should be Mutter Min HaTalpa. But you don't have a Tikkun in the Ruach Revius, I still have an Issa Tildo D'Rabbanan, comes to Ritva and says, that's what Migu does. Migu says that leave it on the Din D'Oraisa, ignore the Issa Tildo D'Rabbanan. The Ran says that couldn't be what Migu is doing, because I proved to you before that Migu is Mater even Tiltul D'Oraisa. Let's give the simple case for that, okay? Simple case, you have Shlish Zafilu Tefach, you want to be Matir, carrying even over here. There clearly is no mechitza on the side over there. There are no gimel mechitzas daraisa. And yet the Ran is assuming that migu is going to be matir total over there. Right? Psal Yotzim and Asukah Dino Kasukah will help you even over here. Right? You have the Tzuras HaPesach, you have the Tefa. Even over here. But there's no mechitza over here. So migu is helping the Din daraisa. So how does that work? How can migu be matir Din daraisa? It says the Ran a fundamental yisod. Okay, let's follow together now. This is the pshat. Shekevan she'atar pirshua pirsha mechitzas eshal sukkah.
the EF shel shivas yimei sukkah below Shabbos. Torah tells me what the mechitzas of a sukkah are supposed to be. Halachol mosh misina, exactly what you need. And you can't have shivas yimei sukkah without a Shabbos. Vaday lo bola hachshira l'shishi yamin bilvad. V'hazayin shaloh tehei tzvicha hechsher yoseh. It doesn't make any sense that the hechsher of a sukkah is only for 6 days. And for Shabbos, you need a different sukkah. It doesn't make sense. The hechsher of a sukkah has to be for all Zayin Yamin. She'ein midarka shel Torah she'titid hechsher she'einu maspik l'chol zman. The Torah is giving us a principle. It's telling us, sit in the sukkah. And I'm going to tell you what the sukkah is. And then it's going to describe that for some days, the sukkah is like this. For other days, it's like this. It doesn't make sense. It's giving me a hechsher sukkah. That hechsher has to apply for all 7 days. Even for Shabbos. He's saying, on Shabbos of Sukkah, it's interesting. Shabbos of Sukkah, we have a kula. Don't tell me that all the days are literally the same. It's not really true. Because we do have a kula that we're going to apply from Shabbos to Sukkah. And that's the case of Mavim Lefulish with the Lechi. Right? You'll have a chumra by Sukkah except for the day of Shabbos when you'll have the kula that Lechi will work by a Sukkah Asuya Kemavim. That I'll admit. Because you're not taking away a Hechsher. You're adding a kula. That's not a problem. But if the Torah is giving me a Hechsher, I can't take that away on Shabbos. That doesn't make sense. Ein b'kach klum. The Lechi, the kula of the Lechi, I can take extra kulas. Sounds good, right? I could take extra kulas, but I can't take away a hechsher. Shemikol makom hechsher shepir shebatorah lechol yomeh hu maspik. A hechsher has to be for all the yomim. V'kevan shi efshel lemechitza shetate lachatzoyin migu davidofen l'nyitzuk avidofen l'nyishabes. I efshel lemechitza shetate lachatzoyin. Underline those words. That's the yisod of the Ran. The Ran holds, you know how migu works? You can't be matir a mechitza lechatzoyin. That it's good for one day and not good for another day. You know, piecemeal. I do this halacha, I don't do that. I do this mitzvah, I don't do that mitzvah. No, Judaism is a whole picture, right? The Torah's hechsher is a whole picture. If you're going to be matir a certain hechsher sukkah, you have to be matir at l'chol shira simei hachag. That's the Ran's vart. Migud avidofen linyin sukkah, avidofen linyin Shabbos. It's not like the Ritva that we're just going to take off of this a total drama. We'll leave it on the derais. We're not going to be machmer for you, midrabban. No, the Ran says it's fundamental. The Ran says migu means that e efshel mechitza shetate lachatzon. Ein mechitza lachatzon. Ein mechitza hamachsheres lachatzon. If the mechitza is machshir one day, then it's going to be matter for all the days of Sukkot. Because the Torah is telling us a hechsher sukkah. It's not going to give us a hechsher for part of the time and then to say you have to be machmer a different time. It's one unit. There's no din of mechitza hamachsheres lachatzoyin. That's what migu means according to the Ran. Okay, so migu can work even to be matir in issa tiltul daraisa, says the Ran. Aye, how does that work? Let's say migu l'chumra? No, we can't say migu l'chumra. The Torah gives you a hechsher sukkah. Ein mechitza hamachsheres lachatzoyin. It can't be Marshal Lechatzayin. It has to be for all the days of Sukkot. So since Shabbos is one of the days of Sukkot, the Heksher has to apply to Shabbos as well. Aye, but in the Shabbos, the Alma, it doesn't apply? It doesn't matter. It's a new halacha that you can't have a Mechitza HaMachsheres Lechatzayin. So if it's Marshal for Sukkot the Alma, it's Marshal for Sukkot the Shabbos as well. Okay, this is the Rav's Pshat. Questions? Yaakov.
That isn't the Migo itself. That's just a reason for the direction the Migo has to go. So otherwise, you wouldn't be able to learn Lechi from Shabbos. That wouldn't be included. Meaning, this is just an explanation of what direction the Migo is headed.
Right.
It's not the Migo itself.
Right. Sort of. I mean, I'm going to get to that in a moment.
Okay.
These are the two approaches to Migo: the Ritva and the Rat. These are the two approaches for why we say migu. Right, that's the question. Why do we say migu lekula? Lama amrina migu lekula.
below the chum. Two approaches. It's only an issa tilta the rabbanon anyway, so we leave it on the darais. Or ef sheshatata lachatzayin, so it's got to be machshir for all the days. That's why we say migu. This is the why. But we have to understand the how. According to the Ritva, we don't have to understand the how. It's poshut. We have mechitzis. It's just the chachamim require an extra tikkun, so we don't need that tikkun. That's poshut. But as Yaakov asked, according to the Ran, how does that work? How does it work that the mechitzis is not going to be machshir lachatzayin? Okay, that's very nice. It's very nice that you want to do that. But are the mechitzis? Where are the mechitzis? And if there are no mechitzis there, right? In the case of the Ran, right? If there are no mechitzis over there, so how do I do that? How do I carry that? It's a hocus pocus. It's impossible. So therefore, it's mutter, even though there's no mechanism to say that it works. What's the mechanism for migu? This is the first step to understand why we're saying migu in this direction. But how does it work? How does migu work? So for that, we have to pedal back to Rashi. To pedal back to Rashi to understand this concept of migu. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the following. D'migu da'ahu tefach agmei rachmona l'moshe b'mechitza sukkah levi leidofen shleva l'sukkah habidofen nami b'shabes l'sukkah legin shabes. The end of v'chein l'shabes. Rashi says, what's pshat? For Shabbos, you need shalosh mechitzos to make it a rishus hayochid. And here I don't have that. No, migu da'ahu tefach agmei rachmona l'moshe b'mechitza sukkah levi leidofen shleva. It's a dolphin for Shabbos too. What's Rashi saying? Rashi seems to be saying it's a din in a dolphin. That migu davi dolphin means it's as if I do have a dolphin. It's a dolphin for Sukkah, we treat it like a dolphin for Shabbos. It's a dolphin for Sukkah, so it's a dolphin for Shabbos. It's not a hocus pocus over here that it's just mutter. It's a mutter because we treat it as though we have mechitzos. If it's a dolphin for Sukkah, it's a dolphin for Shabbos. Now just parenthetically, Rashi is learning this on the tefach. He's saying the din of migu is not that I have a tefach with a tzuras ha-pesach like the Ran. He's saying this even in the tefach itself. That once I have the shlishis tefach, migu tells me that migu, that's considered a dofen for sukkah, it's considered a dofen for Shabbos. That's not the how, right? That's not the why. That's the how. Is it working? That the dofen somehow can count for Shabbos. Now, how does that work? Because it works as a dofen for sukkah, it works as a dofen for Shabbos. Comes the Marcheshes, the old Marcheshes that we had. And he says, you know what's really going on over here? Rava is saying a yesod in what Shlish Zafi L'Tefach means. The same yesod that we mentioned before. We raised the Shaila, what does Shlish Zafi L'Tefach mean? Does it mean that you only need a Tefach and a Ruach Shlishes? You need two defunos and then one dolphin of a Tefach. Is that Pshat? Or is the Pshat that no, if you have the Tefach, Al-Pidin, we treat it as though you have the full dolphin covered. What's the halacha Moshe Sinai? Is it that the dolphin is nimshach? You take that shlish safilu tefach and you extend it throughout the whole wall? Or no? Shlish safilu tefach. It's enough to have only a tefach, but it doesn't extend to the whole wall. What did we explain based on this yesod, the two tzadim? Right, these two tzadim, that could be the machlokas. What's a halacha Moshe Mishina? Is it Megareya? Is it Mosif? Right, if we say that really it says in the Torah Basukos Mikra Masoros, right? It says Basukos three times, right? It says Basukos with the Mali and Choser. It's written Basukos three times in the Torah, and I'm Megareya from that. And I say that the third only needs a tefach, then what am I saying? I really need three. But the halacha Moshe Sinai says, I'll interpret the pasuk to say that tefach can make three. So if tefach can make three, then when I have a tefach, it's as if I have a dofen shalom. But if I say that really it says basukos only twice, and the halacha Moshe Sinai is most of another tefach doesn't mean that I have the full wall, I only have the tefach. That's how we explain. Right? Either the tefach is sufficient, or through the tefach I have a dofen shalom. Comes the Marcheshes and suggests maybe Abai and Rava are arguing Gufa about that. That Rava understands Shlish Zafi L'Tefach means that when you have the Tefach, it's Nimshach to the entire Ruach. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai in Sukkah. That it's as if you have a dolphin in the whole Ruach.
And maybe I'd even extend that to say that if you need a psalayotze min asuka, meaning if one wall goes further than the other one, and I need a psalayotze, maybe psalayotze min asuka dino kasuka extends it even further. It's all a halacha that it's treated as though there is wall there. It's not that it's kashering without a wall. It's as if there is wall there. So it says, Rava, miku davi dofen le'inyan sukkah. If we're going to treat it like there's wall there, le'inyan sukkah, then treat it as if there's wall there, le'inyan Shabbos as well. And you'll be mad to the issa tiltil daraisa. Because that's what the halacha of shlish zavi l'tavach is telling me, that we treat it as though there is wall there, mamish. If there's wall there, mamish, then taka, there's wall there, le'inyan Shabbos too. Why should I say there's wall there, le'inyan Shabbos? E'ef shel mechitza shetata l'chatzayin. Why? Why is because there's no mechitza l'chatzayin. How? How does it work? Because shlish zavi l'tavach means that le'inyan sukkah, it's as if I have a wall in the whole ruach. So le'inyan sukkah, it's as if I have a wall in the whole ruach, then e'ef shel mechitza shetata l'chatzayin tells me that le'inyan Shabbos also. We treat it like there's a mechitza in the whole ruach. So that's why in the Torah, there's no issa tiltel. Because it's like it's a Rishus HaYochid Daraisa. That's how Rashi explains, and that's how we can explain within the Ran, not just why we say Migu, but how the Migu is actually working. Eitan.
Does this hurt how we explained Rashi yesterday, in that he requires for Himsal Yotzi for the Tzur Spezav to extend all the way across, because we definitely can't extend that Tefach?
The Rashi says you need a Tzuras HaPesach the whole way through, because he says what? He says the Tzuras HaPesach is only, it doesn't have a Shem Dofen Legamri. It doesn't have a Shem Dofen. It's not a problem. I'll tell you why. Because again, Rashi is explaining that Rava, okay, hear me out, okay? Rashi is explaining Rava on the Ikar Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Shlish Zavil Tefach. No Tzuras HaPesach. He doesn't mention Tzuras HaPesach at all. So Rashi is telling you that he's not going with him psaliyot min asukkah. He's talking about a regular case of sukkah, the simplest case. Right? Rashi is a good Rebbe, so he doesn't want to be complicated. So he's going in the regular case. The regular case of sukkah is where this is seven. I have shlish zavi l'tefach. So maximum you're going to have a tefach shochek, let's say. Tefach shochek with 2.9, 1.1, right? But it still works for the whole seven. How does that work? How does that tefach work? What's the shlish zavi l'tefach? So Rashi admits that extends. It extends all the way here. So you thought that you didn't have a machitz in the three ruchos. Migu David Dofen tells me that you do have a machitz in the three ruchos. The reason why you're troubled is because you're trying to understand how the Ran is learning Migu to explain psalayotzim and asukkah, but you're limited by Rashi's understanding of psalayotzim and asukkah. So you can't put everything together. Right? Rashi's explaining, using the same lumdus, but Rashi has his own shita. He's not explaining Rava to be talking about the case of Psalayotzim and Asukah. He's talking about a regular case where you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach at the end. The Ran is assuming that, well, you have the Tefach, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so what's the Daraisa? So the Ran invents the case of Psalayotzim and Asukah. Oh, there I need Migu. So the Ran will argue with yesterday's Rashi and say that Psalayotzim and Asukah Taka allows you to extend the Dofen. But Rashi's not beholden to the Ran because they're not talking about the same situation. I hope you got what I'm talking about. Okay, yes. Again, we're trying to keep it. This is nice. The Tosafis is great. But that's not what I'm really focusing on. I want to get the Vart. The Vart is that Migu, according to Rashi and the Ran, is extending a wall. It's as if the Shlish Zavi L'Tefach exists in the whole wall. And that can be matter that it's a total Doraisa. Yes.
The explanation works really well, but we can't take it to the full extent when Marchesha said it. Actually, in Shir, we said it has to do with Megareya and Mosef. Everybody's working within the Megareya right now.
Correct.
So everybody's working within the
Chachamim. Right.
So clearly we have three walls, and you have to like almost put what he said with the Megareya and the Mosef with the Psukim, you have to like put that on the side and just say,
right,
those same two
options. He puts it all together. And he actually says a Vayin Rava might argue about how to understand what the Halacha Mishmisin is accomplishing.
But if you take it far, he said it already as Machlokas explanation for Mishimon and the Chachamim, so then it becomes impossible, because we're not going to say a Vayin Rava has four walls.
I realize, but then the question is, depending on what your pshat is over there, even the Chachamim could either say that it says Basukos twice, or it says Basukos three times, and then the same machlokas
so
you'll have in the Tanaim, you'll have within the Chacham.
Within after two?
Right.
Or you can just separate the ideas from the Mosef.
You can separate the ideas.
You just have two.
Right. Yeah.
You just have two options.
It's easier.
The third
easier to separate the ideas, which I like. I'm going for the easier here.
So there's three walls, and everybody agrees there's three walls, and the question is how you view
what's
that.
What's the nature of that halacha mashmisina? Right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Look at the Meiri tomorrow. The Meiri has a different...